Hi friends, happy Friends of France Tuesday. Welcome to the 7th episode of the 4th season of the podcast. And this one is another special one because it marks the first of a 4-episode consecutive series surrounding a topic that I love and am obsessed with. Any guesses? You're right, skincare. If you follow me online, you know that I do quite a lot of content on skincare, especially brands from Asia, like Korea and Japan. I am so obsessed with healthy, dewy, plump, and glass skin. And I think it's mainly because I'm so grateful to be experiencing this now, because there was a period in my life when I didn't. I have shared this story quite a bit online in the past, but I had a super rocky relationship with my skin back in high school. Throughout high school and bouts of college, I suffered from severe acne. I seemed happy on the outside, but inside, all I wanted to do was hide. My acne became so bad that I cried almost every day, looking in the mirror. When I lay my head on my pillow, my pimples would pop, and my pillowcase would be smeared with blood and pus. I wore hoodies during the summer to hide my cheeks. I purposely grew out my bangs to hide my forehead. I used every photo editing app to airbrush my skin. And when my mom asked what I wanted for my birthday, all I wished for was a visit to the dermatologist. I was convinced that everyone was disgusted with me because of my skin. Random people in the grocery store would actually come up to me and give me acne tips out of nowhere. But little did I know that I tried it all. Creams, antibiotics, steroid shots, concoctions of products from different countries, and nothing worked. I almost lost hope. There was a time where I genuinely thought that no one could love me because of my skin. Words cannot describe how difficult it is to face the world when you don't even want to show your face. I always tell people that at least for diseases of other organs, like the brain or the heart or even the liver, in the earlier stages, it might be invisible. No one knows what you're going through and what's going inside your organ. But the skin is just out for free to the public. They can see the scars. They can see the breakouts and the pimples and the blemishes. But I am beyond thankful to the right products and the technology for me and the right people who led to my healing. Not just of my skin, but ultimately, my life and my outlook in the world. Through the bumps and scars, I am grateful to those who stuck with me, seeing a beauty in me deep beyond my skin that I previously could not see. And so now, I am a skincare-obsessed individual, which is why I'm so excited to share today's episode with you. We talk not only about the viral world of Korean beauty or K-beauty and skincare, but the very philosophies that surround these brands and products which led to their standing as a global phenomenon. The biggest stores and websites across the globe, represented and endorsed by A-list celebrities and models, and riding the waves of K-pop and K-drama. It's actually quite fitting because I'm flying to Korea in exactly 2 weeks from today, so I'm ready for my beauty treatments and endless skincare haul. Olive Young, anybody? Today, we talk about Hanbang, or traditional Korean medicine, and its influence on the beauty and cosmetics culture in Korea, and now around the globe. I'm so honored to be joined by Dr. Young-ho Park, a board-certified acupuncturist and herbalist from the esteemed National Certification Commission for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine, and the founder and owner of Realm Spa, a medical aesthetics and wellness spa in New York City. Receiving certification from the Korean Facial Rejuvenation Association in both Korea and Taiwan, Dr. Park is a renowned specialist in facial rejuvenation, which we'll talk about today too, what that actually means. Dr. Park is also well-versed in sports medicine, having completed his team doctor program and working alongside athletes on and off the court, including as part of the medical team at the US Open. Truly an icon. Okay, everybody, are you ready to listen and live vicariously in that Korean glass skin? Okay, let's go. What if your routine felt less like a chore and more like a ritual? Rooted in Japan since 1946, Uka Beauty creates everyday practices that remind us beauty isn't just how you look, but how you feel. At the heart of their mission is regenerative beauty, from ingredients that restore biodiversity to refillable, circular packaging that reduces waste. Their iconic Scalp Kanzen Brush transforms scalp care into full body relief, easing headaches, boosting circulation, and releasing jaw tension. And with innovative shampoos, nail oils, and serums, Uka restores balance and vitality with timeless Japanese sensibility and craftsmanship. Join the mission of turning care into impact. In collaboration with Realm Spa, you can get 15% off your first order at ukabeauty.com. That's ukabeauty.com. with the code FRANZ. That's FRANZ. One-time use only and cannot be combined with other codes.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome to another episode of the Friends of FRANZ podcast. I am so honored and so excited to have this special person on today, truly a master in his own art and just so full of expertise and just full of passion. And beyond that, I'm just so honored to call him one of my friends and truly one of the kindest people ever, Dr. Park.
Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on your podcast, and I would love to share my little bit of knowledge if I can. And if I can help out and share my thoughts, I'll be honored.
Honor is all mine. I believe we first met during the Yuzu Friendsgiving, the Thanksgiving event, I believe, right? Last year?
Yes.
Through our good friend Cindy of Yuzu. Yes. I remember being briefly introduced, and then from then they invited me to their beautiful and amazing spot that we'll talk about. Dr. Park, you are such an accomplished and such an esteemed and such an expert, but I believe that everyone where they are now roots from their stories, whether it's from childhood or their culture. So I just wanted you to take us into maybe a adventure of what led to Dr. Park today.
Sure. I'm not an expert, but I would love to be an expert. But yes, I'll give you a little information of how I became who I am and what had interested me to become who I am. So I was born in South Korea and moved to New York when I was 12. So I had the privilege of growing up with two cultures shaping who I am. My early academic path was classic pre-dental biology major, all the science courses, preparing for a career in dentistry. But after graduation, I decided to step outside that world. I went into finance, accounting, and even the entertainment industry, thinking maybe there was another side of me I hadn't explored. In the end, those experiences only confirmed what I had always known deep down. I have a natural pull toward healthcare and caring for people. That clarity came from someone very dear to me, my godfather, a physical therapist I've known since junior high school. I had cared for his quadriplegic son for years, and through that, I discovered how much I loved connecting, helping, and being part of someone's healing journey. My godfather saw that in me before I did and pushed me toward healthcare. Later, while shadowing my godfather in his clinic and preparing for PT school, I realized I wanted to be more of a whole person doctor, someone who could connect and help from the very first moment. My mom, who used to get sick often with headaches and allergies, was always in my mind as someone I wanted to help in a deeper way. Then she once said, "If you've grown up in Korea, you'll probably be an amazing Korean medicine doctor." And that single comment changed my life. After attending an acupuncture school orientation, I was captivated. The principles I learned were woven into the cultural values and language I had grown up with, rooted in nature's rhythms and holistic well-being. I immersed myself fully, later seeking a specialty that reflected my love for beauty and artistry. This led me to facial acupuncture, where I trained under a renowned professor and discovered the synergy between aesthetics and healing. And over time, collaborating with different physicians extended my perspective, inspiring me to integrate advanced, non-invasive aesthetic technologies with the natural healing potential inherent in all of us, a philosophy that bridges the wisdom of Eastern medicine with the innovations of Western science. And that's what I do today, bridging the science of the West with the soul of the East, helping people look and feel their best in the most natural way possible.
Wow, I love that. I mean, it's truly such a beautiful story, right? I think the people around us and our experiences from childhood or even adolescence really has a very interesting way of shaping who we are and I guess our interests in life. And I guess at the same time, you're caught with like so many surprises, right? The things that you didn't think you would do. It's like who you are now. Well, I'm very curious. The whole entertainment portion. Were we trying to be a K-pop idol? What was going on here?
You know, I could have been a K-pop demon hunter. Yes.
Oh my gosh, we could have had a different BTS. Oh my goodness.
That would have been nice. I don't look like an idol, so I couldn't have never been.
Oh my gosh. Well, the great thing now is you're making everyone's skin look like an idol, right?
That is my goal.
That is your goal. I know. I love it. You know, I love from your introduction, Dr. Parker, you were saying about how you're basically mixing your two worlds, right? That Western aspect and the more traditional Korean medicine that you witness and grew up in. Actually, in your website, I love this line where you said, goal of your practice, which we'll talk about more later, is seamlessly bridging traditional Korean medicine, what you call Hanbang, with advanced skincare science. You know, earlier this season, we actually, one of our first episodes, almost with Nina Cheng from the Eastern Philosophy, who tackles a lot about traditional Chinese medicine. I'm very curious, what is Hanbang? And what is the premise of traditional Korean medicine that you would say differs from the medicine that we know here in the United States or more of Western medicine?
Sure. Hanbang is a term for traditional Korean medicine. So a medical system developed over thousands of years in Korea. It's rooted in the idea that the human body and mind and environment are deeply interconnected and that health is the result of the balance and harmony within that system. Where Western medicine often focuses on diagnosing and treating specific symptoms or diseases, Hanbang looks at the whole person, physical, emotional, and environmental factors to find the root cause. It uses therapies like acupuncture, herbal medicines, moxibustion, and cupping, and not only to treat illness, but to strengthen the body's natural healing capacity. The key difference is in philosophy, I would say. Western medicine tends to be reactive, addressing problems after they appear, while traditional Korean medicine is both preventive and corrective, aiming to restore balance before symptoms escalate. And in my work, that philosophy blends beautifully with advanced skincare science because it's not just about treating what you see, it's about supporting the body's natural ability to repair, regenerate, and stay healthy from the inside out. So think of your health like a garden, I'll put in an analogy. Western medicine is fantastic at coming in with the best tools to fix a broken fence or remove weeds once they're grown, precise, targeted, and fast. Hanbang is more like the gardener who works the soil year-round, making sure it's fertile, balanced, and resilient so the weeds don't overrun it in the first place. In other words, Western medicine treats the problem. Hanbang also focuses on making sure the environment is so healthy that problems are less likely to take root. And when you combine that philosophy with modern skincare science, you're nourishing the soil and giving the garden the latest technology to bloom beautifully.
Yeah, I love the analogy. It's so true. I super agree with the fact that Western medicine, I would say, is very more reactive, right? Like, we kind of attack something when it's already happened, as opposed to, I guess, preventing it from the first place. I guess that's why when you look at, I guess from a medical sense, right, I was talking about this with my other physician friends as well, is you'll notice that especially in the United States, there's so much issues like diabetes or hypertension or stuff like that, right? And then we lay out all of these pills and tablets to try to correct those, hopefully. Meanwhile, in other parts of the world, let's say like Asia, right, we're very preventive when it comes to like diet and lifestyle and all of those other factors, right? So I would ask specifically about skin health. What does Hanbang or traditional Korean medicine have to offer, I guess, compared to more of the technology and I guess the science that we have here in the United States?
Very interesting question. When it comes to skin health, Western science is incredibly advanced in its precision and speed. It offers targeted solutions like lasers that break down pigmentation, devices that stimulate collagen, injectables that smooth wrinkles, and prescription formula that treat acne at the surface level. These are results you can often see quickly, and they are backed by measurable and with the clinical data. But in Hanbang, skin is never seen as just a surface organ. It's a reflection of your overall health and internal balance. If there is poor circulation, unregulated stress, sluggish digestion, or what we call internal heat or inflammation, it will eventually show on your face through dullness, breakouts, redness, or premature aging. And that's why Hanbang focuses on restoring balance from within, using acupuncture, herbal medicine like hua sha and facial moxibustion. It works to improve microcirculation, regulate the body's systems, and strengthen the skin's natural ability to repair and protect itself.
Yeah, I love that too. Yeah. I mean, you're right. The skin is more than just an outside thing, right? It's note of yours where it's actually a reflection of what's going on the inside. I remember when I had severe acne throughout high school. I'm like, I think I'm doing everything right. Like, I'm using the products that's supposed to help my acne, but why is this not clearing up? And then I realized, oh, this is how I ate, and this is how little I slept, and this is how stressful I was. Well, I wanted to go back to what you said in your website about seamlessly bridging Hanbang with advanced skincare science. I guess my question is, do you think it's possible? And if possible, how do we, I guess, mix more of that traditional medicine with more modern science? Is it possible to be mixed?
Yes, of course. I mean, that's what I do. Well, seamlessly bridging traditional medicine with modern skin science starts with understanding that they are not opposites. They're complementary. Traditional Korean medicine gives us a deep understanding of how internal balance, circulation, stress, and lifestyle affects the skin. The modern science gives us the precise tools like lasers, ultrasound, radio frequency, and that can target specific skin concerns with measurable results. The key is not to treat them as two separate systems, but as two parts of the same strategy. So in my clinic, I first look at the skin the way Hanbang teaches, asking what the skin is telling us about the person's overall health. From there, I use modern diagnostics and devices to address the visible issues directly, while acupuncture or herbal medicine and other traditional techniques work internally to strengthen the body's ability to heal and maintain results.
I feel like that's such an ideal world, right? Where we really get to mix the two worlds, which again, like you said, you do in your clinic. You know, one of our guests this season, Dr. Crystal Lau, is from Germany. She's a physician there, and she mostly deals with postpartum traditional Chinese medicine. And she said that in Germany, it's so common that in one street, the more of Western medicine hospital like we have here is right across the traditional Chinese medicine hospital, and they refer patients to each other. It's like, you're right, they're not opposites, but they're complementary. Like, yeah, the patient can have an x-ray to see if a bone is broken, but then they will refer them to more of the herbalists and use these plants to help them heal. So I guess it's such a beautiful world to think about, right? Where there's no fighting between the East and the Western practices. And
We are not like enemies. We are like team.
Definitely. We're together.
Do you get red after a sip of alcohol? Well, I do. And it actually has a name: the alcohol flush reaction. And in my case, the infamous Asian glow. But something I didn't realize is that Asian glow isn't just a cosmetic issue, it's a real health risk, linked to increased cancer risk and poor alcohol metabolism. Thankfully, Join is here to help, an AAPI and woman-founded supplement brand that was created to be the most effective natural solution to support people with alcohol flush and recovery, while boosting overall health. Made with clinically studied, all-natural ingredients like glutathione, milk thistle, and B vitamins, you can now finally feel confident when you drink. Get 20% off your first order at jointhefun.com. That's jointhefun.com with the code FRANZ. That's FRANZ. Let's give the Asian glow a different meaning. What if a single cup of tea could hold a century of stories? Day Tea is a five-generation family business crafting award-winning high-mountain oolong teas in Taiwan since 1918. Grown at the highest elevations, every leaf is hand-picked, all natural, and nurtured without additives or herbicides. The result is an array of complex flavors that evolve with each steep, honored at tasting competitions in France and Japan. From premium loose leaf and tea bags to ready-to-drink cold brew bottles, every sip is an invitation to slow down, savor, and connect. Discover tea as it's meant to be experienced. Use code FRANZ, that's FRANZ, for 10% off at daetea.co. That's daetea.co. Valid until February 14, 2026. Brew it hot, brew it cold. Take a moment for you.
That leads us to your practice, to your clinic. Can you tell us more about where this idea started from?
Mm-mm-mm. So, well, Realm is the place that I had created along with other colleagues of mine, just starting with a facial acupuncture, microneedling that has to deal with a lot of aesthetics. Then, like I said, I had come across a lot of physicians who were also doing these aesthetic, and I did get to learn more in the Western medicine. And I said, I think we should come together and create a space, a place where we can work on all in conjunction to have this wholesome idea and to let people just shine through their own inherent beauty.
Yeah, I love that. Curious, what does the name Realm mean?
So Realm is a name that carries meaning in both language and spirit. In traditional Korean, Realm means beauty. And also in German, it means space. So to us, it's both a space where beauty resides. And like I said, when my colleague and I created Realm, we wanted it to be more than just a clinic. We envisioned a place where natural beauty is the focus, but also where people could slow down, relax, and truly take time for themselves. Somewhere they could find tranquility, heal both mind and body, and feel completely cared for. So instead of the typical medical setting where you come in, get your treatment, and leave, we wanted Realm to feel like a heaven, a place where clients can talk, laugh, be pampered, and feel at home. A space where the stress of the outside world fades away. And for that moment, it's all about them. And that's the heart of Realm. And not just results you can see, but an experience you can feel.
And I felt it, definitely. I am a first-hand witness.
We're so glad, so glad.
Yes, it's true. It feels like heaven in there, just from the calmness from when you enter into the aesthetic and the interior of the place to even though you see the gunk from the HydraFacial, you still feel so relaxed. It truly is such a beautiful space, and it's just space of beauty. And I think that word is what I wanted to talk about a little bit, is that concept of beauty. And I want to read this from your website as well. It's so beautiful. I kept rereading these sentences from your website where it says, while Western beauty techniques often promise instant results, they can overlook the subtle individuality of each person, imposing a standard idea of attractiveness. Realm was founded in the belief that beauty is not about superficial changes, but rather a natural expression of each one's individual inner balance and rhythm. This holistic approach isn't designed to force rapid transformation. Instead, it's about gently restoring internal balance, allowing genuine beauty to surface gradually and naturally. Like, wow.
That's deep, right?
That's so deep. And we are going to get to the heart of that. I'm so curious. As someone who works in the beauty space and I guess trying to let the consumers and the customers feel their own definition of beauty, I'm curious, for you being the one behind the treatments and being the mastermind and the brain behind all of these services, what does genuine beauty really mean to you? Why do you think it's so important that we try to nurture it and take care of it?
Sure. To me, genuine beauty isn't something that can be manufactured or mass produced. It's the visible reflection of someone's inner balance, of course, a health and confidence. It's how your skin glows when your body is well, how your eyes brighten when you're rested, and how your expression softens when you feel at ease. In Korea, plastic surgery is so popular that there used to be a satirical term, Gangnam Mean, which is like Gangnam Beauty. You refer to people who all started looking the same, like big eyes, lifted foxy eyes, high nose bridge, almost like beauty was a template you could order. And while there's nothing wrong with wanting to enhance your features, I believe we lose something when we try to fit everyone into the same mold. We're all born with an innate look, with features that makes us stand out in a way no one else can replicate. And that's why I believe beauty should be nurtured, not forced. My philosophy is about enhancing what's already there, highlighting your individuality rather than erasing it. When we restore the body's internal balance and let health shine through, the changes on the outside feel authentic because they are. You don't just look good in a photo, you feel right in your own skin. Genuine beauty is not about turning you into someone else. It's about helping you become the healthiest, most radiant version of yourself in a way that lasts and evolves naturally over time.
It's so interesting that you talk about Gangnam Beauty, right? Like, as if it's a template. Well, it's very interesting because when I also went to Korea earlier in the spring, I just so happened to be in Gangnam and I realized, wait, there is a clinic, there's a plastic surgery office in every street.
So many on top of each other too,
I know it's kind of like how McDonald's here is in New York. There's like a McDonald's in every block. In Gangnam, there's like a plastic surgery office in every space. And it's true, right? Over time, there kind of becomes a template. And I think it's also very true when it comes to social media, right? Where there's a lot of ideals of how everyone wants to look like. And because of that, what you see on the screen, you compare yourself to it. Right? It's like, I don't look like that. I have to look like that. I'm not beautiful enough or I'm not good enough because I don't look that certain way. And I love how you were initially explaining genuine beauty of how your eyes light up and how you feel comfortable. And it's so true, right? When when you think of yourself or when you feel in yourself that you are beautiful, like your whole demeanor changes, right? The way you look at life is so different. Like I remember during high school when I had super, super bad acne. Oh my gosh, I felt like so ugly. I felt so unwanted, so unloved. And like I couldn't enjoy where I went. Even when I went out with my friends, I feel like everyone's staring at my face. Or even during the summer, I'll wear a hoodie so I could cover my forehead so I could hide the pimples. Yeah, really that definition of beauty, like individual beauty, is so important because it really defines your outlook in life and how you get to enjoy life and even like the quality of life, right? And I guess that's why when I think of the term facial rejuvenation, so interesting because when you think about it, it's not just rejuvenating like physically, right? Which I know we'll talk about the different physical treatments, but I feel like it's also rejuvenating your emotions and how you feel and how you feel about yourself and how you see yourself. Well, I'm curious, I guess, from more of a clinical and aesthetic standpoint, what does facial rejuvenation mean?
Sure. So facial rejuvenation is about restoring a fresh, youthful look, not by changing your face, but by improving skin quality, tone, and firmness. It can include modern technologies like lasers, the ultrasound, the radio frequency, as well as traditional approaches like facial acupuncture. In our clinic, we also incorporate our like sculpt and lift massage. It's a hands-on manual therapy that naturally lifts and tones the face by improving circulations, releasing tension in the facial muscles, and enhancing lymphatic drainage. This not only defines the contours, but also brightens the complexion and creates that healthy, youthful glow without anything artificial. To me, facial rejuvenation is really about renewal, addressing both what you see on the surface and the deeper factors that keep the skin strong and resilient, so your natural beauty can shine through in a way that feels authentic and lasts.
Yes, I love that. I mean, who doesn't want to look youthful and radiant and glowy and glass skin, right? And I think that's why also Korean beauty, K-beauty, and the skincare industry has taken the world by storm, right? Like, it's everywhere you go. Everyone's using this brand and this brand from Korea. Or when they go to Korea, they buy, this is me actually, they buy another luggage just so they could put all the skincare they got from Olive Young, right? So I'm so curious, why do you think K-beauty is so well received in the world, even though I guess there's other skincare products, right? What is it about K-beauty that you think why it has taken the world by storm?
Yes, of course, BTS.
Exactly.
At Blackpink? Well, K-beauty has, I mean, taken the world by storm because it's more than just skincare. I think it's a whole philosophy. It's about prevention, gentle care, and enhancing what you already have, not masking or radically changing your features. Treatments and products are designed to work in harmony with the skin, often layered for cumulative results, which is why they look so natural and healthy. Part of this comes from the Korean culture itself. In Korea, there's a strong social awareness. People are often mindful of how they are perceived. There's pressure to excel in school, to remain humble, and to present yourself well. And that pressure can be intense, but it's also what has driven Korea's beauty industry to keep pushing forward, innovating, and refining products and treatments to be the best. Years ago, the trend was dramatic transformation, like plastic surgery to achieve a very specific, often standardized ideal. But now, the beauty trend has shifted toward more subtle, natural enhancement that preserve individuality. People want to look like the best version of themselves and not someone else. And they are choosing treatments that aren't irreversible. Growing up in Korean culture, I've seen how beauty is woven into daily life. Mm-hmm. Skincare routines are a given, you know, often multiple steps every day. And people, both women and now increasingly men, are open to trying new products and treatments to see what works best for them. And that openness and commitment to self-care is part of why K-beauty is so innovative and so well received globally.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Yeah, spot on, spot on. I super agree with that, especially when it comes to, I guess, men, their use of skincare, and I guess the openness to it, even within the beauty industry, is becoming more increasing, right? It's because it's part of that idea and practice of self-care, where it's not just about vanity, but it's about really taking care of yourself, which I think is a concept that's kind of foreign here in the United States. I remember, I guess, when I was younger and looking for videos online of good skincare routines for guys, right? I really couldn't find anything. If you would have told me or people years ago of men like wearing concealer or tint or makeup, it's, I guess the reception many, many years ago is not the same as it is now, right? I guess especially in Korea as well. So I love how you said that it's really woven into their daily life. Skincare is great, right? Like it's so accessible. Mm-hmm. You get to do it every day, every night.
Yes.
You can get it in the store if you're running out of something.
Especially in Korea, like Olive Young, You'll go you visit there every day.
Oh my gosh. I was staying in Myeongdong and there's a huge Olive Young there. So I just went and I bought, I can't say stuff, I bought stuffs. I had like two bags.
You can't ever stop with just one.
Can't stop at one. I had two bags and this is my third day in Korea and I was like, oh yeah, that's it. I'm done shopping. What else can I buy from Olive Young? I think I bought everything. And then I go to Star Library, the mall in Gangnam.
Yes, yes.
And there was a small Olive Young in the Coex Mall, the Coex building. And then I was like, I'm not going to go inside. I already got stuff from Olive Young Myeongdong. And then I realized, wait, everything here is different. The brands are different. The products are different. And I was like, wow, okay, I see. And that's where I realized that it's so accessible, right? Skincare. If you run out, you buy another one.
Yeah.
But then when talking about the concept of facial rejuvenation as well, it makes me wonder how deep can skincare actually go and how much can it actually work, right, for your skin goals. So I guess my question is, at what point do you think skincare ends and, oh, probably it's time for treatments to start and for me to start getting treatments, I guess, for someone to achieve their goals?
Well, like you said, you never stop at One Olive Young, right? You go to the next store, same shop, but a different location. You go in for more. Well, I believe skincare and treatments are a lifelong journey. There's no real finish line. And I don't even like the term anti-aging because aging is inevitable. I see it as slow aging or delaying the visible signs by keeping our skin and health at their best. I would say, like, I would also put it into analogy again, like, just like going to the gym to keep your body strong and you keep up with skincare and treatments so you can age gracefully and feel confident at every stage.
Yeah.
Never stop. There is no end to it.
There is no end to it.
And there's no end to
it. Yeah. And I guess there's also no end on the menu of Rome Spa of the treatments that you have. Well, I'm curious. And I guess for our listeners who would love to visit Rome, what are the different services that you provide? And I guess I'm curious, how did you choose these to be specifically part of your treatment menu as opposed to others?
Sure. Like in our clinic at Round, so our services are built around one core philosophy, once again, enhancing natural beauty while supporting the body's own ability to heal and regenerate. And that's why our menu blends advanced non-invasive aesthetic technologies with traditional Eastern medicine treatments and holistic wellness therapies. On the modern science side, we offer state-of-the-art lasers like ultrasound therapies, radio frequency like RF monopolar, and red light therapy to lift, firm, brighten, and refine the skin, delivering visible results without invasive downtime. And on the traditional side, we provide like facial acupuncture or like full body acupuncture, customized like herbal therapy, and our signature scalp lift and massage, like a hands-on treatment. And it helps brighten the complexion by improving circulation and releasing facial tension. And we also believe beauty isn't just about the face. That's why we offer like scalp reset massages and partner with Uka. Uka is Japan's leading head spa and nail salon brand. They create premium head and nail care products made with natural organic ingredients, which aligns perfectly with our philosophy. So every service we offer is chosen with intention. It must deliver lasting results, honor individuality, and work in harmony with the body. This way, we create personalized plans that help each client look and feel like the best versions of themselves naturally.
How do you know when something actually tastes good to an Asian person? When they say, it's not too sweet. And that's precisely what Wild Mannered set out to do. Founded by two childhood best friends who were tired of drinks that were too sweet, too artificial, and left them with worse hangovers, Wild Mannered is an Asian American founded brand focused on bridging people together with all-natural, shareable soju cocktails. With flavors like strawberry basil, cucumber lime mint, and pineapple ginger, every sip is made with real fruits and botanicals and perfectly balanced at a lighter 13% ABV. Refreshing, smooth, and never too sweet. Get 10% off your first order with code FRANZ, that's FRANZ, at drinkwildmannered.com. Or hit the store locator to find them in stores across New York City. Make your next get-together a little more wild-mannered. Tired of health fads and fleeting trends? Reprise Health takes wellness back to its roots, back to all natural remedies that have truly stood the test of time. Reprise is a holistic wellness brand bringing the ancient wisdom of traditional Eastern medicine into the modern world. Their daily gummies feature ancient Asian superfoods like ginseng, turmeric, and reishi mushrooms that are proudly sourced from KPC herbs. trusted by acupuncturists and herbalists for over 100 years. Whether to help you rest, focus, de-stress, or sleep, bring centuries of wisdom into your everyday health for 15% off at reprisehealth.com. That's R-E-P-R-I-S-E health.com with the code FRANZ. That's F-R-A-N-Z. One-time use and cannot be combined with other codes. Ancient wisdom, modern remedy.
I think individuality is so important when it comes to treatment, right? Because not everyone's skin or body is the same. Like, I guess...
Right, we're all built different.
Yeah, we're all built different, yeah. What might work for me might not work for others and vice versa. So true. I really love the individuality. Well, out of all the amazing services that you offer, there's actually one that I really just want to touch upon, and it's facial acupuncture. So also in this season, we had Dr. Lauren Quay come on, who is an acupuncturist here in New York City. And we talked mostly about the general sense of acupuncture and its points and its pathways. But one thing that we didn't touch upon is facial acupuncture, which is so interesting. I'm curious, what is the origin of facial acupuncture? And I guess, what are the known benefits of it?
Sure. Well, facial acupuncture is a specialized form of acupuncture that works on the face to improve circulation, stimulate collagen and elastin production, release muscle tension, and naturally lift and tone the skin. And the results go beyond appearance, a brighter complexion, smoother texture, and more defined contours. Because in the Hanbang, or in traditional Korean medicine, the face is seen as mirror of the body's overall health. While acupuncture itself has been practiced for thousands of years, facial acupuncture in the aesthetic field was pioneered by my mentor, Dr. Song. She's a world-renowned facial acupuncturist in Korea. She has taught extensively in mainland China, Taiwan, Japan, and here also in the U.S., and is considered a leading authority in the field. Dr. Song made the connection that if Bell's palsy could be successfully treated with acupuncture, those same techniques could be applied to aesthetic goals like lifting, toning, and rejuvenating the face in a completely natural way. So I had the privilege of learning directly from her, and I carry forward her philosophy, bridging the wisdom of Hanbang with modern beauty science to deliver results that look authentic and feel natural and last. So the benefits of the facial acupuncture, like again, facial acupuncture has both cosmetic and therapeutic benefit. So on the cosmetic side, it improves circulations. Like I said, stimulates collagen, like elastin productions. It softens fine lines and lifts and tones sagging muscles, reduces puffiness and brightens the complexion. And on therapeutic side, it can also help with jaw tensions, headaches, sinus congestion, and even eye strain, because the face is connected to so many systems in the body. I feel like I'm keep repeating myself, but that's only because facial acupuncture truly does so much. And one of the things I love most is how it helps restore symmetry to the face. We naturally value beauty and balance. And over time, habits like sleeping on one side, chewing more on one side, or even posture can create subtle imbalances. So facial acupuncture works directly with the muscles and connective tissues, releasing tightness where it's pulling, toning where there's laxity. It also supports lymphatic drainage, which reduces puffiness and gives that lighter and more lifted look. Again, each point is chosen with intention. For example, like placing needles along the jawline can refine the contour and release tensions from clenching. And also around the temples can ease muscle tightness and soften lines from squinting or stress. Under the eyes, it can improve circulation, reduce puffiness, and brighten dark circles. And also along the cheek area, like it can subtly lift the mid-face and enhance that healthy glow. So in the end, it's about creating harmony, helping the face look more balanced, rested, and naturally vibrant.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's very interesting how intentional those points are, right? When it comes to, I guess, the results that we see. Actually, Dr. Kuei, the acupuncturist we also had on this season, she kind of likened acupuncture to the congested subway system here in New York City. And she said, it's kind of like, I'm just taking even just a small percentage out of that tension and results in, I guess, in a free flow and more relaxed state. And I guess that's also the same, right, with the facial acupuncture and those specific points like on the jawline. It's so interesting. I guess with facial acupuncture and the benefits that you were saying, it can help release tension here. We can define jawline, or it can also, I guess, with the relaxation of the face and also thereby can result in like complexion benefits. I'm curious, we see these benefits and effects as well with other treatments like microneedling or Botox with the fine lines and the wrinkles. I'm curious then, how does facial acupuncture fare with these treatments when it comes to facial rejuvenation?
Sure, yeah. Since you also mentioned the microneedling. So microneedling may feel like a very modern treatment, but its concept actually goes back in centuries. In traditional medicine, there was a tool called a seven star or plum blossom needle, a small hammer with the multiple fine needles used to just gently tap the skin, improve circulations, and help scars and injuries to heal faster. So now, fast forward to the 20th century, and dermatologists refined that idea into what we now know as microneedling, precise device that create controlled micro injuries to stimulate collagen and elastin. Also, because you mentioned Botox, Botox, on the other hand, works by relaxing specific muscles to smooth dynamic wrinkles, giving quick and targeted results. And facial acupuncture takes yet another approach. So instead of focusing on just one wrinkle or one muscle, we're improving blood flow, stimulating natural collagen and elastin, again, releasing muscle tension across the face, restoring symmetry and supporting lymphatic drainage. And because it's rooted in Hanbang or traditional Korean medicine, it also addresses the body's internal balance, so the skin improves from inside out. I don't see these treatments as competing. I think of it like an orchestra. Like microneedling, Botox, or like facial acupuncture. They each play different instruments. So on their own, they can be beautiful, but when combined thoughtfully, they create harmony, natural balance, and long-lasting facial rejuvenations.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that really sets our theme today of really mixing the different practices and even, I guess, schools of thought from the West to the East and the East to the West, right? And really just having the harmony in these treatments where I guess the biggest goal of all of them is that one phrase that you just said is from the inside out, right? And I guess even though our conversation is a lot of treatments that works on the outside barrier, it's very interesting that especially from the, I guess, the lens of Hanbang or traditional Korean medicine, it's really a lot of rooting from the peace and the harmony inside, which is so beautiful to me. That concept is so beautiful because if you think about it that way, it's not reactive at all, right? It's about more of just, I guess, a way of life. And really, that's our goal. And I guess that's your goal with all of this, is really radiating that beauty from the inside and bringing that to the outside. So you're doing such an amazing work, Dr. Park,
and thank you,
and your whole clinic. But then yet again, and I can think back to myself as that 15 and 16 year old boy whose face was ridden with acne and hyperpigmentation and very pitting acne scars of just, I remember looking at the mirror and like, I feel like no one will ever like me. It's like, even I don't like myself. When I think of that 15 year old boy and who I am now, it's just so interesting how much what changed in my life all of the skincare and treatments has done for me, right? Like, it took time and patience, especially the right people, and you're one of them. So thank you so much.
So I want to ask my last question to you, Dr. Park. I guess there's another young Christian Franz somewhere in the world. This person who's looking in front of the mirror, and it's so hard for them to love and accept themselves because of how they look like in front of the mirror. They don't feel beautiful. They don't think they look beautiful. And they think that the whole world is just talking about how they look, and their mind is just filled of how they think the world looks at them physically. What would be your message for that person?
So there is another Christian, as beautiful as you are, and the beautiful soul. So if you can't love what you see in the mirror right now, I would say, please remember, there is no one else on earth with your exact face, your exact life, your exact presence. Beauty isn't about meeting a standard. It's about embracing what makes you different. Care for yourself, not to change who you are, but to bring out the best of what's already yours. And that's really the heart of what we do at Round. Beauty isn't something we create from nothing. It's something we uncover. When you honor who you are and nurture yourself inside and out, don't just look better, you feel whole. And that's the beauty the world truly will remember. Yes, I mean, you, look at you, you're so lovely. You have a beautiful soul. It just shines through, shines throughout. It shines out. I mean, it's who you are, you know? Yeah. So, yes, I mean, that's what I would say.
Yeah, and I think that's why I have so much respect and love for your work and all that you do and at your clinic. Because from the moment you entered the room, even the first time I went, it didn't feel like anyone was trying to change the way how I look, but it's more of, I guess, bringing out the best qualities in me that may be hidden. And you can truly feel that the moment you enter the room and I see you and Gina's beautiful face. Dr. Park, thank you so much for joining me today for this episode. It truly is such an honor, not just to speak to someone with your passion and your expertise in this domain, but just to speak with someone with so much heart and, again, not changing the way how someone looks physically, but more of, I guess, uplifting them from the inside out and really revealing that true and genuine beauty that sometimes is really beyond skin deep, right? So, Dr. Park, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a joy to share all this conversation. And I hope it inspires anyone listening to see their own reflection with a little more kindness, because that's where the true beauty starts. And thank you so much. And I'm so glad that you loved our clinic. And thank you for having me. I hope I did good and helped out a lot of young Christians. Not to worry, because you will become one of the famous and a beautiful person. So not to worry.
I love that. Right? Thank you, Dr. Park.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you once again.